Captain Solo is on his way.
Then he's okay? He's not hurt?
He no longer requires Bacta immersion to continue healing. And since there is a shortage of tanks, he has been in the staff lounge, waiting for you to awaken. Chairman Calrissian and two other gentlemen are with him. Your protocol droid asked to be alerted as soon as you were available. Are you not available?
They're here?
Leia was more relieved than disquieted, of course, but she was disquieted. Bacta-tank wraps were not exactly modest.
In the hospital?
Yes, coming down the corridor. Though we are an infirmary, not a hospital. I am concerned that you have forgotten that so soon. Do you recall what we were talking about a moment ago?
That Han is on his way with three other men? Please raise the privacy shield.
Leia reached out in the Force and felt not only Han's familiar presence, but that of the young miner who had accompanied them from Brink Station. And, much to her surprise, that of her brother, Luke.
This tank does have a privacy shield, doesn't it?
Of course. Our equipment here is seldom more than 20 years out of date.
A band around the middle of the tank turned opaque, concealing Leia from mid-thigh to just below her armpits. An instant later, the door to the room slid open, and Han stepped into view. He was not quite hobbling, but he was moving slowly and using a cane. He paused briefly, his eyes betraying his concern as he turned toward the Bacta tank. His face was a red mesh of half-healed laceration scars. Both eyes were black, and his nose was covered by a protective guard. He gave her a lopsided grin, then stepped over and pressed his palm to the wall of the tank.
Hi there, Princess.
Han's voice sounded a bit tired and hollow over the Bacta tank's comm system.
You're looking good.
Leia chuckled into her breath mask.
Not if I look anything like you.
Pressing her own hand to the tank interior, she paused to see if Han's presence triggered the same kind of fear she had experienced in her dream. The only thing she felt was relief at seeing him alive. Whatever the dream was about, it wasn't him.
Han, how bad is it?
Han's expression turned grim.
Leia, we need to get these guys.
He finally removed his hand from the wall of the Bacta tank.
They murdered almost 30,000 beings.
Leia was stunned. She recalled sensing a certain malevolence in the Krefs, but she had not realized that they were capable of this magnitude of evil. How could she have missed that? She could not help feeling partly responsible, because she had missed it, and she hadn't stopped them.
Count me in,
she said.
But I can't believe the Krefs expect Lando or us to roll over. Do they really think controlling production in the Rift is worth the trouble they're bringing down on themselves?
Good question. We were just about to discuss that ourselves,
Han said. He turned and motioned toward the door.
Come on in, fellas.
Lando entered first, looking far less battered than Han, but still moving stiffly and holding a protective arm over his ribs. Omad Kaeg followed behind him, grim but uninjured. Luke followed, looking calm and determined in his gray flight suit, then C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh dear! You look absolutely terrible, Princess Leia! I do hope these outdated first aid droids haven't been interfering with your recovery.
The FX droid spun around and shot a burst of static at C-3PO.
Well, I fail to see why you should be offended. You are outdated.